You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Kempire is brought to you by...
The Kempire After Dark is back, but it's now the villain era. Yes, we are coming to Philadelphia on July 10th at City Winery. Then we're hitting Atlanta on August 5th, DC on August 22nd, then back here in New York City on September 12th. All shows have meet and greets, but a lot of people asking, what can we expect from the Kempire After Dark, the villain era? Well, Kempire After Dark, if you came to those shows, were already a night of hot topics, spilling tea, seeing a whole other side of me. So you can only imagine what the villain era is going to bring out. I'm so excited to bring to you a night of not just hot topics, but us recapping some of your favorite shows from Real Housewives of Atlanta to Real Housewives of Miami, but also talking about Tyler Perry, the Diddler, and so much more. Can't wait to see all of you in Philly, Atlanta, DC, and New York. The New York City show has a special live stream option. So even if you're coming to these shows or if you're not because you're in another city, that is your option. I'll see you guys this summer in a city near you.
You're listening to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
And we are back. Thank you guys. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality, TV, and so much more. Be sure to let me know if you can hear me, see me, and all the things. I told you I probably would come back alive depending on the results of the bail hearing. The bail hearing started at 5 p.m. It's now adjourned. I'm sure by now you know the news that Diddy has been denied bail. I think some of us might be a little shocked just because of the day's events. As you know, if you've been under a rock, Diddy has been acquitted of the most serious charges that he was facing, from sex trafficking to RICO charges, where he faced a life in jail. However, he was convicted on two counts of the Mann Act. I wanted to correct one of the things that we talked about in the last video in regards to whether or not he would have to register as an S offender. According to multiple legal sources, they're saying that he won't. But I won't say completely no until we can verify concretely, because as you know, with this particular case, there seems to be all kinds of things coming out that we've never seen before as well. So before we get into any of that, guys, don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. I've already uploaded the audio versions of our lives from earlier today. You know, we went live at 10 o'clock this morning, 10:30 this morning, with the breaking news about the verdict. Then we went live a moment ago, giving you some of the updates since we had the breaking news that Diddy was not convicted on some of the charges, at least three of the charges, but two he was convicted on. And we had some just details that have come out, including family reactions, celebrity reactions from Young Miami to 50 Cent to even Kesha speaking out in regards to this story. And I'm sure we will hear a lot more as well. Okay, let's get into some of our updates. Our trusty NBC News has us covered in regards to what was playing out in court. We already read to you some of the victim statements: Cassie Ventura, Deontay Nash, and they released statements they sent emails, letters to the judge to deny Diddy's bail. We also read to you the letter from Diddy's attorneys saying why they feel as if he should be able to be released on bail, $1 million bond they were looking for. They gave all the different examples of why they felt as if this would be a secure situation for him. We told you before, based off of what NBC's legal experts were reporting, that they could technically release him because he had not been convicted of the more harsh crimes in this, the more violent crimes, the threat elements to the RICO and to the S trafficking charges. But the judge seemed to disagree. So we're going to go through some of the summaries in regards to what played out in court just a moment ago. While I'm doing that, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. We are live on Twitch, Twitter, and live here on TikTok, and of course on Facebook and on YouTube. We appreciate you guys being here. Okay, so let's get into what was playing out before court came into session at 5 p.m. Eastern today. So according to NBC News, they said Combs' mother and children have returned to the courthouse in two large vans as they wait to see whether he will be released or remain in federal custody. Police are out in the streets directing traffic around a crowd of onlookers, and journalists have gathered outside as people await the possibility of Combs walking out. So it has remained a circus at the courthouse today. If you want to hear my thoughts on some of the things that played out, I did talk about some of the reaction because legacy media has been reporting some of what's been playing out, including people dousing each other with baby oil and Astroglide outside the courtroom. And I'm not making it up. There's video footage of it. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. We've talked about it. We're not going to continue to give it light. Let's just talk about what's playing out right now. So NBC reports, they said Subramanian ruled that Combs should remain in custody while he awaits sentencing. Combs was convicted, as you know, on two counts of the Mann Act violations for transporting male S workers and former girlfriends Ventura and Jane for sex. But he was acquitted of a pair of S trafficking counts and one of racketeering conspiracy, where he was facing life in prison. They continue, as Subramanian said that the prosecution appropriately cited the section of the Bail Reform Act that requires that Combs remain in custody until his sentencing, which has some exceptions. Keep in mind also, Cassie's attorney also brought up the Bail Reform Act. And if you look at the prosecution's letter to the judge, they also brought up the Bail Reform Act that I had no idea about, but we all have learned a thing or two in covering this case. So they cited the Bail Reform Act here. They said Combs' circumstances do not warrant those exceptions, he decided. According to the Bail Reform Act, defendants who have been convicted must prove that they do not pose flight risk or danger to the community to be released in the interim. Prosecutors argued that Combs did not meet the burden and provided letters on behalf of two witnesses who were worried about the danger Combs might pose upon release. Ventura's attorney supplied one of the two letters. I'm going to remind you what those letters said just because this is a separate video and where we're talking about it. So I want to read to you the letters that were sent by Cassie's attorney and by Deontay Nash, one of the witnesses in this case. Let me just bring up the other letter, if I can find it. There we go. So Cassie's attorney, Douglas H. Wigdor, sent this letter today to the court in hopes to prevent Diddy from being released from jail. Okay, so the letter says this: Dear Judge Subramanian, we write as counsel for Cassandra Ventura to respectfully request that the court deny Mr. Combs be released pending his sentencing on his two convictions under 18 U.S.C. 2421. Pursuant to the Bail Reform Act, detention is a mandatory post-conviction on these charges, and Ms. Ventura believes that Mr. Combs is likely to pose a danger to the victims who testified in this case, including herself, as well as to the community. We thank the court for its time and attention to this matter. Respectfully submitted, Douglas H. Wigdor. That was Cassie's attorney. Let's get into the letter that Deontay Nash, who was a Cassie stylist and friend who also testified in this case. So Deontay also wrote a letter to the judge saying, "Dear Judge Subramanian, I'm writing to express my grave concern over the prospect of Sean Combs being released from custody. While I appreciate the fairness you have shown throughout this proceeding, I feel compelled to be unequivocal about the danger he poses to the public and to the individuals who have risked everything by coming forward. Mr. Combs has a long, well-documented history of violent, coercive, and retaliatory behavior. Over the years, he has repeatedly escaped meaningful accountability, and each time this has only reinforced his sense of impunity. If he's released now, I have no doubt that he will see it as yet another license to continue intimidating, threatening, and harming people who challenge or expose him. Many of us have firsthand knowledge of the fear he instills in those around him. I can say without hesitation that he is a serious and immediate threat to victims, witnesses, and the broader community. Deontay continues in his letter. He says his pattern of violence, particularly while engaged in the trafficking of individuals for prostitution, combined with unchecked substance abuse, makes it clear that he's not ready to re-enter society safely or responsibly. To release Mr. Combs without substantial consequence would undermine the integrity of this process and send a dangerous message that wealth and influence can shield someone indefinitely from accountability. It will also endanger those who cooperated with this investigation under subpoena. So I think that that particular line was really important because Deontay is basically saying, I didn't want to do this, but I did it because I was subpoenaed to do this. And now my life might be in danger if he's released. He says it will also endanger those who cooperated with this investigation under subpoena who are already living in fear of retaliation. I urge you in the strongest possible terms to prioritize the safety of victims and witnesses over any consideration of leniency. Mr. Combs has had countless opportunities to change, and he has chosen instead to escalate his harmful conduct. Allowing him into the community now would be a profound mistake. Thank you for your time and your commitment to protecting the public from those who repeatedly demonstrate they are unwilling to respect the law. Respectfully, Deontay Nash. Okay. Let me give you an update in regards to what was playing out in court. So as I said to you before, both the Cassie's attorney and also the prosecution cited the Bail Reform Act, and apparently the judge agreed. Okay. So they said Combs supporters outside the courthouse were disappointed, but immediately angered by Subramanian's ruling. This goes back to why I loved having Kirsten here, because a lot of people are just going to be like, oh, the judge denied, and they're mad at the judge, not realizing he's not just making this willy-nilly off the top of his head. He's basing this on law. So Combs supporters outside the courthouse were disappointed, but not immediately angered by Subramanian's ruling that will keep Combs in custody. Gasped and awe, what reactions could be heard from pro Combs crowd outside the federal court? Okay, so they continue here in regards to the reporting what was playing out, and I was also reading the transcript. Lack of a better word, transcript. It's not an actual transcript. Okay. From our friends over at Inner City Press, who've been covering this case since the beginning as well. And they were sort of just highlighting some of the things that the judge was saying in court, and also what Diddy's attorneys were trying to argue, because they were still trying to argue to have him released. So Combs has, according to NBC News, they said Combs has a propensity for violence that often takes place behind closed doors. Subramanian said in outlining the reasons he denied bail. He said Combs has engaged in a years-long pattern of violence and continues to be unable to follow the law. And he's admitted this in court. He may have not been convicted on some of the larger charges here, but one of the things that we've said, and this is why I think it's so important, before people are saying free Diddy and people are saying, yes, free him, he's a good guy, but we have to remember he has admitted to abusing women, men, his employees. He hasn't denied that in court. What he's denied are the charges that he was charged. He said, according to the judge, he said that Combs has engaged in a years-long pattern of violence and continues to be unable to follow the law. He said Ventura's 2016 beating, caught on hotel security cameras, was without question an act of domestic violence. Subramanian also noted that in June of 2024, there was violence against Jane. Remember that fight that he talked about? One of the victims in the case, at a time when Combs should have known to keep himself clean and above board. Homeland Security Investigations agent raided Combs' home in March of 2024. So that they're saying, like, you literally in March had this, had the raid of your home, and then in June you're doing this to Jane. And then don't forget, when he was picked up by police, it seemed as if he was about to have a freak off. There were drugs in the hotel room. So they're saying that they don't believe that he's going to be good on the outside. And if you saw the last video that we did, where after they read the verdict, even though he was convicted on two counts, he turned to his family and says, "I'm coming home, baby." Huh? You might not want to say any of that until, and I wonder if the judge heard that. I'm assuming he did. If people are reporting, but you just never know. If the judge heard that, he's probably like, "Really? Okay." The judge ordered all sides to return to court on October 3rd for sentencing. So he has to wait the rest of the summer in jail. I'm assuming, I don't know if they're going to try, and if they will try to have him move to a different detention center, but I'm assuming he'll stay at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. So the judge ordered that all sides return to court on October 3rd for a sentencing, but noted that the date could move up if Combs' team seeks to expedite it. I'm assuming they're going to seek to expedite it. They want to get him out of jail. The defense is seeking a term of 21 to 27 months, while the government hopes for 51 to 63 months. And if he's staying in jail a little bit longer, remember, all of this is going to be tallied as a part of his sentence. Combs will get credit for the time that he's spent detained so far. So they're setting a sentencing date for October 3rd. That seems so far away, but it really isn't when you think about it. We're already in July. What is that, 3 months from now? Yes, yeah, 3 months from now. Okay, so October 3rd will be his sentencing. Okay, the defense is seeking a term of 21 to 27 months. The prosecution is seeking 51 to 63 months, which is like 4 to 5 years. Not a lot of time. As you know, the max, though, for this is 20 years, 10 years for each count. So we shall see what happens in October. Lord have mercy, that feels so long from now. But we'll see if they'll expedite this. Judge Subramanian acknowledged the great, quote, great divide between the prosecutors and defense lawyers in their desire for Combs' sentencing. Subramanian scheduled a remote status conference for Tuesday to hash out some details of the sentencing, saying time is of the essence. Combs' team is seeking a term of 21 to 27 months, as I mentioned, while prosecutors want him to be sent to prison for 51 to 63 months. Combs has been sitting with his head down and his hands in his lap appeared deflated after his hopes of going home today were squashed. Which is probably, like I said, him saying, turning to his family after a verdict, being convicted of two of the counts, turning around to his family and saying, "I'm coming home, baby." It says to me, like, he really does, he doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. Yes, Nikki, the hearing is July 8th to expedite the sentencing hearing, which we just read. So they said that Combs has been sitting with his head down, and his hands in his lap appeared deflated after his hopes of going home today were squashed. So Mann Act violators Mann Act violators, that's what he's been charged with, well, charged but convicted now with in regards to Cassie and Jane. Mann Act violators tend to be pimps making money off S workers, but that's not the situation with Combs, according to his attorney. Agnifilo insisted his client is nothing like the typical person convicted under the Mann Act because Combs' bad acts don't involve him controlling prostitutes. Agnifilo said, "This is not the case here." So, of course, they continue to argue this in court. All right. So the defense own language is coming to haunt Combs. Combs's team, as Subramanian notes, Combs's attorney conceded to the jury that there was violence in this case. So for those that have been celebrating in Young Miami posting that Justin Bieber, I'll show it to you what she posted. Posting that Justin Bieber meme. This was her posting this Justin Bieber meme, which when you think about what people have accused Diddy of when it comes to Justin Bieber, just disgusting. You're celebrating a man that has been accused and has not denied abusing women, or at least one of his girlfriends, for years, and abusing his workers, let's be honest. So the defense's own language is coming back to haunt Combs' team. As Subramanian notes, Combs' attorneys conceded to the jury that there was violence in this case. His attorney said in their opening and closing arguments that Combs was guilty of domestic violence, but that his offenses did not meet the bar of racketeering or S-trafficking. Subramanian reminded attorney Mark Agnifilo of this as he pushed back that Combs' defense has not adequately proved that Combs is not a danger to the public. So this is where, Kirsten, if you're watching, this is where I probably say, where do you feel as if the defense kind of dropped the ball? This is a clear example of where the defense kind of dropped the ball when it comes to like the possibility of getting him out. Subramanian reminded attorney Mark Agnifilo of this as he pushed back that Combs' defense had not adequately proved that Combs is not a danger to the public. Domestic violence is violence, Subramanian told Agnifilo. Period. This is where I have to, you know, agree with the judge. Okay, so they continue. We have a couple of more updates that I want to get to. Hold on, let me update this part, y'all, and then get to... Okay, so they continue. If you're just joining us, guys, we're talking about Diddy being denied bail after the verdict was read. He looked to his family and said, I'm coming home, baby. In his head, he really thought that he could come home. And look, there were a lot of people thinking, yeah, he might be able to come home, especially because he wasn't convicted on the most serious of charges. But the judge said, no, you have not shown during this case that he is still not a threat to society. So Combs' attorney called him a, quote, self-respecting businessman who has earned the court's trust. Agnifilo said his client has met all the court's orders and should be allowed to post bail while he awaits sentencing. He has shown a, quote, drive to meet the case head on honorably, like a self-respecting businessman like he is, Agnifilo said. Okay. Comey, you know, the AUSA in this case, is pushing back against the defense argument to release Combs, telling the court that the only thing exceptional about his circumstances are his wealth and brazenness. Okay, Comey. I know Comey because this is a big loss. Yes, they got him on two charges, but this is still a big loss for the prosecution. She told the judge that Combs had a dangerous temper and that he had shown no remorse or regret. She said his brazenness was unmatched as he continued to violate the law despite being under investigation. There was no reason to reconsider denying Combs' bail, Comey told the judge. So the judge affirms the ruling, no bail for Combs. After having heard additional arguments from lawyers, Subramanian ruled once more that Sean Diddy Combs will not be allowed bail. The application for bail is denied for reasons I said, he ruled. I mean, it makes complete sense. When you hear the judge explain why he's doing this, it makes complete sense. We've said this before. If you've seen the two videos that we already did today, the two lives that we did already today, Diddy's own team, legal team, said that he's a terrible human being. He was terrible to some of his workers. He was terrible to some of his girlfriends. He was dangerous. They saw video footage of this danger. And he has the money and the means. Yeah, he can still do it. And he was still doing this after those home raids. The court is clearing out with a sentencing date for October 3rd, though that might change as an expedited sentencing proceeding is being considered. Subramanian asked both parties to meet with him for a remote conference Tuesday to discuss a proposal to move up the sentencing date. So that will be on Tuesday. We have been following this case for the last few weeks, guys. It's been a lot of coverage, a lot of just up and down, around and around. In this video, for those that are watching this on YouTube or Facebook, you can find a link or links to the three conversations that I had with Kirsten Brown covering this case so you have a better understanding. There's also a playlist for you guys as well to see everything that we've been discussing. Maybe you want to kind of see everything that's led to this final verdict. You can find that out on our YouTube channel. You can also hear our updates on our podcast. I already uploaded the two lives that we did earlier today. So I wanted to come live here. I am going to drop the call in link for the general audience because I know I did it for our members, but I'm going to drop it for the general audience. But let's get to, we got 1,700 people in here. Let's get to 400 likes. Liking the video is an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels that have been covering this case or will be covering this case or covering the denial of Diddy's bail. If you're just joining us, the judge, even after hearing arguments at the top of the bail hearing, he denied them. At the end, after hearing everyone's arguments, he still said, "You're denied." Not surprised at all. But again, I kept my mind open to being surprised. Because it's just been that way for 2025. Every corner, I'm surprised. Okay. And let me just say thank you. We had a couple of Super Chats, guys. We appreciate the Super Chats. And shout out to those of you that send Cash Apps, Venmos, things like that. I see that after the live. I have all my notifications turned off. Shout out to all of you that are hitting me up on TikTok as well. Keep tapping your screens, TikTok. We're talking about Diddy being denied bail. TikTok, if you miss any of my coverage, be sure to check that out on our YouTube channel and our podcast as well. The other thing, Leslie says Trump is not going to pardon. We don't know because Trump did say that no one has asked him. He said he hasn't been following the case. We talked a little bit about this earlier as well. He said nothing was off the table. I'm sure the price is right in that particular house. Okay. Sandra, thank you so much for the love. Sandra said, Sandra, why do I know when I go to the Netherlands, I never run into the people that love the content? Love your channel. Thank you so much. Much love from the Netherlands. What part of the Netherlands? I might make another trip to the Netherlands soon, or at least across the pond. Right, London? Come on now. Everyone's asking me to bring the live show. Yes, live show, guys. Don't forget the tickets are still available. I'm going to be in Philly on July 10th. With this hearing coming up on Tuesday, we have a lot to talk about Philly. I'll be there on July 10th. It's a night of hot topics, comedy, and more. Alexander Rogers is opening for me there. We'll be talking about a lot. And don't forget, I'm coming to Atlanta August 5th. Then I'm coming to D.C. August 22nd. Then here in New York City, September 12th. Okay? All that ticket information is available in the description. That girl, thank you so much for the super chat. That girl says, money buys freedom, but not truth. I hope when set free, truth is all he is left with. Cold, hard truth that everyone sees who you are and your truth. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm emphasizing to people, like, please understand, although he's not been convicted on those S trafficking charges or the RICO charges, he has admitted to domestic violence. He's admitted to being terrible to not just his girlfriends, but workers, working around the clock, being abusive to them, SAing them. Keep those things in mind. Nina, thank you so much for the super sticker. We appreciate your support as well. Thank you guys for already over 400 likes. I'm going to drop the call and link for the general audience. We normally do it for our members first, but members, y'all got the perks earlier today. So let me give it to our subscribers. We appreciate you guys as well. All right, subscribers, we're going to drop the call link for you. Like, today has been Diddy all day. I did go meditate. I did meditate. During the bail hearing, I meditated because I was like, I need to come back down, clear the energy. Okay. Shout out to everyone on TikTok. If you guys have just questions in the chat that you want me to address, be sure to let me know in the chat. Just put a Q before it. Kay says, why no California date yet? You said you were coming in the summertime. I never said I was coming in the summertime. I know I never promised no dates in California. However, it's not a lack of trying, okay? Please understand what it takes to put together a live show. My hands are tied. I blame it on the venues, okay? Blame it on the venues. I'm definitely trying to come to every single city, including Houston and Dallas. It's not a lack of trying and covering this case. Can you imagine reaching out to venues, trying to plan a tour? let's be grateful that we even have 4 dates. And also keep in mind, the New York City date has a live stream option. So even if you're in California, you can watch it. I'm not saying it's impossible for Cali, but just saying. All right. Hey, Norma. Norma says California. I loved California. I loved having our show there. Doesn't mean you never know. A date might open up and I'll be there. Stay tuned. All right. Thank you so much. Makeup by Jackie TV. She says you're the best. Great info with you always. Thank you, guys. Thank you for all of the uplifting comments, the understanding when it came to our summaries over covering this case. You guys have been such an amazing community. If you're new to the community, be sure to let yourself be known in the live chat. Sugar and Spite. Love that name. On TikTok says, got my Atlanta ticket. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you guys on TikTok for tapping your screens and sharing the live. I did drop the call-in link. We have a few people that are backstage that want to share their thoughts on the announcement that Diddy has been denied bail. There will be a hearing next week. They probably will try to expedite his sentencing earlier. Again, don't be surprised if there are conversations about a pardon. Now that he's actually been convicted, I wouldn't be shocked if there are people reaching out to the president. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm at work. I'm going to ask a question unrelated to Diddy, which is fine. Says, will you consider coming to Sacramento or even the Bay? LA is so far away. I just don't know if we have the people in the Bay Area or Sacramento for me to do a live show there. But then, you know, things surprise me. Like every time we do DC, we sell out. So, and I never thought that would happen in DC. So you just never know. Thank you so much. Blessed and highly favored says, Kempire, you definitely need a well-deserved break after this. I agree. You know, I normally travel at least twice a year internationally. It's now July. I haven't gone on one trip. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Oh, thank you so much, Kina. We love Chronicle Speaks, too. Kina says, thank God for you and Chronicle. I stumbled across another YouTuber that is... Oh, damn. I'm glad you didn't mention them. It's okay. Here's the thing. And I'm never going to be ever critical of other YouTubers unless it crosses the pop culture, which happens sometimes. However, there's an audience for everyone. There are still millions and millions of people that have not discovered our community here. There's a community for everyone. We are curating such a lovely, beautiful, honest, you don't always have to agree with each other or me. We will continue to build that. And we have. We've built quite a large community on various platforms, not just here on YouTube. For those that are following me on TikTok, make sure you guys are following me on YouTube too. Make sure you're following me on Facebook. Okay? Oh, Pam. Pam, I love your work too, Pam. Thank you so much for the super chat, Pam. Pam says, I love your commentary. Thank you, Pam. We appreciate you. Make sure you guys are following Pam's channel as well. She's been covering this case as well. Shout out to all the amazing lawyers that have been covering this case. Pam, I know you need a break too. Like, I know you need a break too. After today, especially, I want to lay on down. I want to lay on down. All right, let me get to some callers, guys, because like I said, this is my third live of the day. So I want to get to some of the callers, and then I'm going to wrap it up. I promise I'm not going to work at all. I'm not going to even go live anywhere else. Okay? Tanya says, I'm in LA. I'll travel to Sacramento. Noted. I don't know how far that is. You know I'm not from California, guys. Melon Magic, thank you for the super chat. To Diddy. Not to Diddy. Why are you sending a message to Diddy on my channel? They didn't set you free. You can't get on with your life now. If you don't even know Married to Medicine, you have no idea what Mr. Melon Magic is saying. Janice got a brand new wig now. You can't see your baby child. Good job, Judge. That's the thing. People don't even realize what you're talking about. I'm not playing the clip. I'm not. Again, thank you so much, Pam, for the super chat. Again, guys, be sure to follow Pam's YouTube channel, The Law Intellect, here on YouTube. That girl, thank you so much for the super chat. That girl says, and who gonna rent you a room now? Wait, and who gonna rent you? Oh, you mean Diddy? Who's gonna give him a hotel room? I mean, they still would. Remember, he was paying for all these different damages. They would still rent him. They would still book rooms for him. I think they still would. But at least now, if he's doing it, people know what's going on. Thank you so much, Ms. V, for the super chat. Ms. V says, I keep wondering why they made Mia testify if they were going to be no charges for what he did to her. Why put her through that? Again, I mean, that's a great question for us to ask Kirsten in regards to that, because The law is complicated, y'all. The law can be, and again, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be one. It's complicated. It's very, very complicated. Hey, Trina. Taria. I was about to call you Trina again. Taria. It's our insider joke. Taria says, thank you for your impeccable coverage, Kempire. Thank you, Trina. We appreciate you. Guys, be sure to follow We Go Podcast as well. You know, we have our constant collaborations as well. Lakiba Brooklyn, thank you so much for the super chat. Lakiba says, victims, please don't see this as a loss. Oh, this is important. Or silence. Tell your stories when you're ready and speak up when you want to. I know some feel let down by the RICO was but the RICO was a long shot. Thank you, Kempire. That is so important. I'm so glad that you said that, Lakiba. Lakiba says again, for those that are watching on TikTok or listening to the podcast, she says, victims, please don't see this as a loss or silence. Tell your stories when you're ready and speak up when you want to. I know some feel this was a letdown, but the RICO was a long shot. It was. Even some of the most experienced attorneys were saying, I don't see RICO. Or they would say, I've never seen a case like this before. So I wasn't completely shocked. I wasn't completely shocked. But have any of the jurors spoken out? I don't think they will. Do we? I don't know. We'll have to see. The next couple of days will probably be interesting. Some people just don't want the attention, and I can appreciate that. I can actually respect that. I can respect it. All right, let's get to some callers, guys, and then I'm going to get out of here. I've already been speaking for multiple hours during the day. All right. Mel's backstage. We're going to bring Mel up first. Before I bring Mel up, just a reminder, guys. Hold on. Reminder. The opinions of the callers do not represent the opinions of myself, the Kempire LLC, or our sponsors. Everything that they say is alleged. They agree to be respectful in their commentary and not to use derogatory statements about anyone, especially the victims of this case. All right, let's bring up Mel next. Mel, long time no speak.
Right. You know, I had to call back in because you know what, Kempire? I want to say God bless you. Oh. I don't go to like a sensitive part, but I want to say because I've noticed what you've done these past couple of weeks. And you live here in New York City, and something, you know, you don't have to tell the audience, but there was a wisdom to the way you've covered this, because you could have gone down to the courthouse, but something, maybe your intuition told you to do it this way, because we see. Now, mind you, I do have a friend. She does a good job, and I'm so happy for what she's done. But I think that, like you said, this is a buffet of creators covering this story. We all had, they all came with different flavors. And your flavor was sensible, was balanced, was grounded, and it didn't give anxiety to the most, you know, crazy depictions that the people had to talk about. You come to your channel, you didn't get anxiety when you reported the story.
When you
went to other places, there was a sense of anxiety when you would listen to it. You know, so I just think that was... It obviously very skilled, you know, it takes a lot of skill to be able to decipher through all that very touchy subject. So I just want to say thank you and that you did a wonderful job. And I just had to say that it's been a lot of anxiety with this, the way people have covered this case.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What was your reaction to him being denied bail?
I was happy about it. I was happy. You know, I think that hopefully in September, October, when he's sentenced, is something that will help the victims to start the healing process. Because like everything that the woman went through, everything he, you know, was doing was horrific.
Yeah.
And so I hope that the judge take that into account. You know, it was heavy. I would say for me, it was heavy. But that's why, again, I don't talk much about terror and all that. But I had a nightmare. I was dreaming and I woke up and I wanted to do the car. And I swear to everything that's holy, that thing came out on Monday and bammed on. And I posted it because I wanted to have evidence for myself just to say, let me hold on to it. And so, you know, I'm hoping that in the sentencing, something will start the healing process. But I was going to ask you, you know, now that because I was going to be a little funny, now that we've seen the circus stop, you know, from all the chaos of the way it's covered. Yeah, I mean, I've watched the blogs and live stream, and listen, I love that you're in New York City, because one day I have to go do your shows. We can really talk.
Yes,
I have to. But But when you think about and consider going to maybe the sentencing, you don't have to be there with everybody, but would you think about going to the sentence when he gets sentenced? Would you think about doing that one?
Again, it would depend. If it's in October, I'm planning to be somewhere. I'm trying to get out this country for a little bit. I haven't been on a trip. I'm antsy.
Well, you know what? Then that's smart again. But I would say I love the Super Chats. When you was reading them, it was one of the Super Chats. Very funny. I agree with the Super Chat. You know what? I wouldn't rent him a hotel room. I wouldn't even rent him a Greyhound seat. Because at this point, after all that partying he's done, I bet you he probably walk around with Pampers at this point. And on that part, I'm going to leave you and let the other callers come in. You did thanks, a wonderful Mel. Job, Mr. Kenpai. That's
thanks,
what I
thanks,
about
Mel.
That.
We appreciate you. Have a good night. Bye. I mean, look, money talks. I mean, the things that crossed my mind if he had gotten released, I was like, what is he going to do? Is he going to, again, would he immediately wanted to retaliate? What is he going to have his first freak off? We also have to remember what we learned about Diddy is that he's had a drug problem for a very long time. That doesn't just go away. So, I mean, right now he's sort of been forced to clean up his act, but even in jail, people have access to something they're not supposed to, but they do. Okay, Sarah's backstage. I'm going to bring Sarah up next. Sarah, what did you want to share in regards to Diddy being denied bail and convicted today?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm thrilled that he was denied bail. Thrilled is a weird word to use, but I want Cassie, Jane, and Mia to like have a second. Like they need a second to grab their bearings post conviction. Figure things out. And he's more likely than not going to jail anyway, so it'll just be a lesser, take time off of his sentence in the sense that he's already, serving time.
Yeah.
The thing I wanted to say though was in terms of conviction and he gets up to 20 years, like I really hope that he gets 1 year for every year he was in relationship with Cassie plus 1 year for every year he was in relationship with Jane minimum. Mm-hmm. It was like 15. It feels a thing to some of us like we're not getting a lot of justice. That feels like a bit of poetic justice. I was also thinking weirdly about like the artists of Bad Boy Records who are still like making money for Diddy, like on not necessarily wanting to, they're having to make money for this person that, and maybe especially if they were victims of SA, hypothetically, and or it just they just don't want to be making money for someone who's been convicted of these things at the very least. As far as jurors talking, sorry, I made a list because I don't want to run whatever. There's 12 of them. One of them is going to talk. I need one of them to talk to somebody at some point, especially if they can get like anonymity with a respectable journalist. I said this in the chat during your last live, and you actually posted it. I was like, oh my gosh, my things never get posted like on the screen at the bottom, which is that the kids and the family were happy that he didn't get RICO. I don't think it had anything to do with him being in jail or not in jail. It had to do with the fact that the money, it doesn't go.
That's the element that we don't talk enough about, and that the forfeiture. If he had been convicted, I don't know if they would take in all of his money, but there was a lot of money on the line if he had been convicted of RICO.
And I don't know what those kids, I don't think they would know what to do with themselves without it, to be frank.
Mm.
Spoiled or not spoiled, but they have like grown accustomed to a certain level of life, and so on and so forth. There's that. Last thing on a lighter note, the whole rat story like made me giggle because I'm from Philly and we always get made fun of when when something like we win the Super Bowl and we destroy the city, and like it just made me think like every city has its moment where like it shows it's behind.
Yeah, like, for those that don't know what Sarah's talking about, we reported in our last live that there was right outside the courthouse, a rat was running around. So all the media outlets were like, oh, my God. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think we've become too, especially here in New York, become a little too accustomed to seeing rats. I'm just like, yeah.
It's like you're we all have our little brand of like every other city in the world like looks at us like, what are you doing? And that's I feel like that's part of New York's. But anyway, thanks for like three times today, I think, or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Kim.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guys, as I'm doing that, don't forget to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. We'll start to show up on your Explorer page, so keep liking the video. If you're watching the replay of this, be sure to let us know your thoughts on the news that Diddy has been denied bail, even after the judge said at the beginning of the bail hearing, was like, I'm going to deny it. He explained why he was denying it. However, of course, Diddy's attorneys wanted to continue their arguments. And the judge was like, you basically said in both your opening and closing arguments that this man has a propensity for being very violent. We saw video footage of it. So he was, but the judge was using his own words, Mark Agnifilo, Diddy's attorney's own words against them, saying like, no, I will be denying bail. All right. So Aisha's backstage. We're going to bring Aisha up next. Aisha, what did you want to share in regards to this news?
Hey, Kempire.
Hey.
Thank you so much for your coverage. I really appreciate all that you've done.
Thank you.
I am saddened and I'm devastated for the victims. Mm. I'm glad that the judge denied bail, but I'm also sad about individuals making a spectacle and mockery of trauma and abuse.
Mm.
That's what I'm most saddened about, to be honest with you. The cheering, the clapping, the baby oil, the dancing. I just think that it's absolutely ridiculous. But you know what? Everything in life is finite. It took us 300 plus years for us to break our chains. So this is just adding fuel to the fire. We will keep fighting. We're going to persevere, and Diddy will find his day.
Mm.
That's all I have to say.
Aisha, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that earlier as well. I want to say thank you. We had another super chat. Latoya, thank you so much for the super chat. Latoya says, I believe if the judge did give him bail, he probably would have either terrorized the witnesses or flee the country or go to Bali where Russell is. I don't think so. I believe that he would have fleed. I definitely think he would have, I don't know about terrorized the witnesses and things like that. I do believe he would still be terrorizing people. However, I don't think he would have fled. I don't think he would have fled. No, especially because he wasn't convicted on the serious charges. And you see what they're asking in regards to sentencing on the prosecution side. They're asking between 4 to 5 years. However, that doesn't mean that's what the judge will give. But and then remember, they're also going to credit time served. So he probably won't serve much of any time in jail. Or prison, I should say. All right, let's bring up Keith. Keith, what did you want to share about this update?
Hey, Kempire.
Hey.
Hey. So, first of all, if you were to do a live show in Europe, I will gladly go to Europe. I need any excuse to go there anyway.
Oh.
So, if you were to do one in Amsterdam, I'll be right there.
Okay.
So, don't worry. You would definitely have an audience.
Okay. Well, we did do a London show last year, and literally, I was talking about that this week. So, stay tuned.
I definitely will. But also with Diddy, what is honestly really, well, I have two things that I need to bring up. One is I'm very interested on the amount of celebrities that are coming out now in his defense.
Mm.
But at the time during the trial, they were silent. They were on hush mode. And it really goes to show that a lot of these celebrities that we quote unquote are infatuated by or that we admire have a lot of different views than we would probably expect or would hope for them to have.
Mm.
Even if Diddy is ends up not going to jail or not being in jail for a long time, I feel like he is still going to be judged by society. And I don't think he's going to be able to be intricated into society as he was before. The all-white party is never going to be happening again.
Mm.
I don't think he's going to be that direct in the media. I don't think any business is really going to want to do anything with him. He may be free based off the law, but he won't be free based off of society.
Mm.
And we are definitely still going to be judging him regardless of the outcome on his on how long he would be in jail for the time being. But also, I wanted to know a little bit more also about the difference, other than, of course, one being overage and one being underage, but with this and R. Kelly, because R. Kelly was indicted on racketeering, and his racketeering was similar to Diddy in the sense that they were trying to say that he was in an organization and being able to do a lot of these S crimes.
Yeah.
However, with Diddy, of course, these women were adults, but I think what would have stuck if they wanted to do a RICO charge would have been more likely if he had had multiple girlfriends within a time frame together and he was doing these acts. So if he were doing it with Jane Doe, Cassie, and a couple other women, I feel like that would have stuck a little bit more. But I think because of the time frames that a lot of the relationship was happening. It was more so like they were just part of the case of dating Diddy. This is just what was happening. Whereas like with R. Kelly, it was more so like he was coercing these women to be able to travel. I'm not even going to say women, these girls, because they were like 15, 14, 16 years old. These girls to be able to travel and do these things together. And a lot of people were looking at that a little bit differently than with Diddy. So I feel like the racketeering charge wasn't going to stick regardless. However, I'm surprised that the S trafficking charge didn't stick, but the prostitution charge did, because in a sense I feel like they go hand in hand, especially when you understand that he was traveling to other countries and other states to be able to do these type of ordeals. So I'm a little surprised that that wasn't one altogether. But the racketeering charge, I kind of felt like that was a long shot, given the fact that each of these women I feel like had similar experiences but at different times. So a lot in my mind, I feel like the jury would more so thinking, well, this is just who he is in regards to his relationship. This isn't necessarily a crime where he was trafficking a whole bunch of women to do these things at a certain time like a pimp normally would. Because when I think of a pimp, I think of someone that had multiple women at the same time doing these type of ordeals, not necessarily someone he would consider a girlfriend. So I feel like that's probably why that wasn't really correlating with the jury. But yeah, I think that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thanks, Keith, for calling in.
Of course.
All right. All right. We're going to bring up some more callers, guys. If we keep liking the video, we already have over 1,600 of you watching on YouTube, but we only have 655 likes. So you're watching why? Like the video. Okay. Let's bring up Camille. Camille will be our last caller because I'm going to round it out for the day. Camille, what did you want to share in regards to this Diddy update?
Hi. How are you? I want to say with the RICO piece of it, I think what people don't understand is like, well, not what they don't understand. I think my view is that I thought that there was RICO there. But also, I think in a lot of people's minds, if you don't actually study the law, which I have done, when these RICO cases are brought up, typically there's CODIs, co-defendants.
Yeah.
So I think that that was kind of the struggle maybe with the jury, because it was like he was the only one being charged with the RICO as opposed to him and all these other employees that he had working for him also being co-defendants. Also, something else that I did want to say is that I don't think he's safe. I don't think that I'm glad that they did not let him out today or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, because I don't think he's safe. And like we always say, allegedly, to protect ourselves, there has been so many things going on over the years that it's just like, oh, what a coincidence. Like, oh, Diddy was involved in that. And then, boom, something happened. Somebody's car is blown up. Somebody gets pow-powed in the face, like at an event. You know, people are trampled over, you know, so... I don't think he's safe. And
when you say you don't think he's safe, you don't think society is safe with him out.
Yeah, I don't think society is safe, but I don't think he's safe with society either, because he's done so many people wrong for so many years, allegedly, that, you know, sometimes people just get fed up. Now, I'm not wishing anybody anything. I want everybody to be safe and protected, but... sometimes when you're doing so much dirt, no matter how powerful you are, it'll come down on you. And I don't know what people believe in. I don't know if, you know, you believe in a higher power or whatever. But if it doesn't happen on this ground, it'll happen at the one above us or the one below us. So.
Okay. All right, Camille. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Well, community, we're going to continue to have this conversation in the comment section. As always, we do not, if you're new here, we do not moderate adults. I see it's getting a little heated in the comment section. We do not moderate adults, so please do not argue with people about their opinion. Allow people to have their opinion as long as it's not derogatory or hurting anyone or any group. So reminder for that, it takes a lot to get blocked here, so don't get blocked. All right. Be sure to check out the videos that we posted earlier today if you want a succinct update in regards to when the news broke about the convictions and the acquittals from the Diddy trial. Be sure to check that out, or you can just go to our playlist on YouTube. You can also hear it on the Campfire podcast. And be sure to like the video if you haven't already, and be sure to subscribe so you can. We don't just talk about Diddy here; we talk about everything in pop culture. And every once in a while, we give you a little Housewives conversation and tea. So be sure to check that out. We'll be live tomorrow for our Real Housewives of Miami recap. So stay tuned for that. It'll be good to talk about something completely different tomorrow. Hopefully, we shall see. All right. Thank you all for being here. Thank you to our mods. Thank you to those of you that sent in super chats. Thank you to all of you that have shared the live, that have been a part of our daily recaps here in regards to the Diddy trial. It's not over. At some particular point, there will be a hearing next week, next Tuesday, to expedite the sentencing. We shall see. We're going to continue to keep you updated on that and so much more. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for watching. And if you, again, if you haven't liked the video, be sure to like the video. I will see you all in the next one. Have a great rest of your evening. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. As always, you can hear Kempire on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. More information can be found on KempireRadio.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Rebate in form of Visa gift card equal to 100% off the second eligible item purchased before or after applicable discounts, if any. See details. Offer ends 7/9.